Well, you know, since the end of the Green Deal, the Black Sea Agreements, Russia had made clear that it had no interest in continuing the interactions with the Ukrainian government, even when it comes to grains. Now we see that it's been a few weeks now that Russia has attacked Ukrainian ports. It has attacked Ukrainian silos as well. And at the same time, Russia is trying to broker deals for its own grain, for example, with African countries. So we see the very deliberate attacks of Russia towards Ukrainian infrastructures.
This one particularly close to Romania.
Yes, this is also a way to test Ukraine's allies. We've seen also Belarusian planes flying within the Polish space this morning. Now, we've seen this attack near the Romanian border. Russia is not here to negotiate, it seems. Russia is testing everybody's limits, not just Ukraine's limit, but also NATO's limits.
Emmanuel, you're back in Kiev, but you're just back from the Donetsk region, where some of the heaviest fighting is taking place. Tell me what you saw there.
Well, I was lucky to be able to follow the work of some brigades in Donetsk region. I see that the Ukrainian army is, of course, soldiers are exhausted after a year and a half of full-scale war with Russia. They are exhausted. There's also an awareness among Ukrainian soldiers that they are at a disadvantage when it comes to numbers, when it comes to military personnel, when it comes to equipment as well. However, what Ukrainians have that the Russian army doesn't have is determination. Soldiers in the Ukrainian army, you have to keep in mind that it's not an army that is composed only from professional military personnel. It's an army that is, that has so many people who joined in after the invasion on February 24th last year. There are people that you meet in the trenches that are IT specialists, that are bartenders, that are artists, that are teachers, you know, that had professions outside of the military, and they just decided to come to the front line to risk their life in order to keep the sovereignty of their country and its democracy. So this determination is really what struck me the most when I was reporting on Ukrainian soldiers there at the border in Donetsk region.
And lots of women amongst those fighting too.
There's women fighters as well, yes. 15% of the Ukrainian army are female fighters as well. They're also present on the front line. Actually, very recently, a few weeks ago, there's been a new uniform specially created for Ukrainian female fighters, because before it wasn't the case. Women soldiers had to accommodate themselves with what was in stock for male fighters. So now this is also being sorted. So yeah, 15% of the soldiers fighting in Ukraine are women.
Moscow says that they've shot down drones attacking their capital, and they're blaming Kiev.
They are blaming Kiev, but also we have to keep in mind that here in Ukraine, the government isn't staying idle while they are asking for Western equipment. There's also the government is also developing its own equipment. It's developing what is called here the army of drones. So new technologies are being used in this warfare. This also plays a huge role. You know, there's observation drones. There's also attack drones, and we see that the attacks on Russian territory, even if they're mostly never, acknowledged as such by Ukraine, those attacks show that the front line can also move, and that nowhere is safe in Russia either. But that's, you know, people here have been under drone attacks and under missile attacks for a year and a half now. So even when it's claimed that an attack comes from Kiev, people here are mostly, cheerful about it. Even if some of them also tell me that every time there's such an attack on Russian territory, they do fear retaliation in the form of yet another drone or missile attack on the Ukrainian territory.
A year and a half of war, and I see it's being reported today that the birth rate in Ukraine has fallen dramatically.
Yes, this is not surprising. It happens often during conflicts, during war, that the birth rate is falling. We have to keep in mind that a huge part of the population has been displaced. There's also, millions of women, Ukrainian women, who left the country, who are separated from their husband, who are living abroad. And we also have to remember that a lot of men went into fighting, and some of them will also not come back. So such, decrease in the birth rate are quite frequent in war zones. And this is something not surprising that we are seeing happening here in Ukraine.